Amen. It's certainly good to be back in the house of the Lord. And had a pretty good day today so far. Let's just get right on in here and worship the Lord. Praise Him. He's due all praise. Amen. He's due all praise. I believe the heavens are praising Him continually. Amen. And if you got your Bible, just go ahead and turn with me to Matthew chapter 4. We're going to start right there. It could start just about any place, but we're going to start right there. I'm excited about this message. I believe it's a message the church needs to hear today. I believe it's a message God's people need to hear today. The world is so wrapped up in a lot of this stuff that's going on in the world today that they've just taken their eyes off the Lord. And a lot of times me and Jerry's had this conversation before how sometimes the devil would like to slip in the back door while your attention is on something else. And what I want to do today by this message, by way of this message, is focus your attention back on the Lord, back on where the attention needs to be, and that is the Lord today. So, we've got your Bibles, Matthew chapter 4, very familiar scripture. You just pray for us. It says in the verse 1, it says, "In Jesus, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And it said, and when he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up to the holy city, and setteth him upon a pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him unto an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. That's all we're going to do for right now. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reverence to the Word of God. Now, I went and looked at one or two other places that reference this scripture, and I believe it was Luke. It mentioned that the devil departed for a season. Amen. The devil will run, amen, if you just present him with the Word of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says resist the devil, he'll flee. Amen. He'll depart for a season, but you best believe he's going to try to find a way to sneak back in.
Amen.
Amen. But this verse of Scripture here, as I was sitting yesterday morning in my chair trying to have my quiet time with the Lord, pondering on the message that he'd have me to preach today. Amen. The devil began to fight me. I began to have a spiritual battle. Began to have feel some depression come over me. Began to feel a lot of different things. And I just want to share some of that with you today, maybe if the Lord be willing. Amen. But I want you to notice here what happened here is the devil came up and he tempted the Lord. He tried to persuade him of all kinds of different things. He painted a pretty picture to the Lord Jesus. He made it look like everything was hunky-dory, everything was okay. Hey, man, he caught Jesus when he was in hunger. Amen. When he was in a state of weakness. He caught him off guard, so to speak, we might say today. And many times in a Christian's life, we're found to be off guard. I believe the world today, the Christian world, is off guard. Amen. Today, they're looking, the world is appealing to their eyes, and the devil has things to present. That looks good to them for a time being. They don't realize the end result thereof. And they're so focused on these things. Amen. That God is nowhere around. But they don't realize that they're being dragged in to destruction. Amen.
Amen.
They're in a place that they've let their guard down. Amen. And today as Christians we need to get our guard back up. Amen. We need to get on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Preserve ourselves with a faith, a shield of faith, and go out against the battle of, amen, with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. If I have a thought, I'm going to go ahead and get it to you now while I've got it. Amen. If I had a thought today, it would be lies we tell ourselves. Amen. I want you to know something. This is an important message for today. Amen. So stop whatever you're doing and listen to the Word of God today.
Amen.
Don't be thinking about what you're going to cook when you get home. Don't be thinking about Facebook, what you're going to post on there. Don't be thinking about anything outside of these four walls right here. Because God wants you to hear this message and hear it clearly.
Right.
Lies we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
I want you to know something. Jesus here, was presented a pack of lies by the devil himself. And a lot of times, you know, I used to think that Jesus would always reply back with the Word of God. Now that's true, amen. The Word of God is what He used to reply back, but that's not the thing that really is the focus of this. The devil presented Jesus with a bunch of lies. He placed himself in a piece of authority that he was not. He didn't have the authority to give everything to Jesus. Jesus owned it all. God owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and 1,000 hills that the cattle are on. The devil didn't have a leg to stand on. He didn't have a bargaining chip, so to speak. But he tried to present himself in such a way that it looked appealing. Amen. And he lied to Jesus three different times. Amen. He told him he was going to give him, if he would command these stones to be bread. He led him to the top of a pinnacle. Amen. Another place that talked about how he said, I'll give all these things to you if you just bow down to me. When he was on the pinnacle, he said, you just go ahead and jump off. The Bible tells you that you're going to be rescued by a bunch of angels. Amen. But what he did was he twisted the Word of God. He used it out of context and he made it into a lie. And there's a place in the Bible that talks about in the last days that people would believe a lie and be damned.
Amen. Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing today.
Right.
Exactly.
All kinds of lies being spread. And I'm talking today about, there's plenty of lies the world spreads.
Amen.
There's plenty of lies that the world will try to shove down your throat. But we deal, as Christians, we deal with a bunch of lies that are internal.
Amen.
A lot of times we tell ourselves things that sound good, but they aren't really true.
Right.
And I want you to tell you something today. Jesus not only used the Word of God to combat the devil,
Amen.
What He used was more important than that. He used the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible tells me that the truth, amen, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Whom the Son makes free is free indeed.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to say that the truth will set you free, but that ain't what the Bible says.
Right.
To be set free means that you were once free, but you've been bound. But I got news for you. When you was born in this world, you was born bound into sin. There was no point in time where you were free after you were born.
Amen.
God was able to make you free once you gave your life to Him, and He was able to make a new creature for that.
Amen.
The devil tried to lie his way.
Yeah.
He wanted the kingdom. From the beginning, he wanted the throne of God. And his pride cast him down to the earth. And what? He puffed himself up in front of Jesus here. He said, well, I've got a second chance at the throne. Didn't work that way. Jesus presented the truth to the devil. And let me tell you something. Whenever you present the truth to the devil, he don't like it one bit.
Right, brother.
Amen. We find here that when the truth was presented three times, it might not be the first time. It may not be the second time, but what happened? Jesus just kept on.
Amen.
He just kept on saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. Amen. And the Bible says that thy word is truth. He might as well have been saying, the truth is, the truth is, the truth is.
Yeah. Amen.
Devil is a liar.
Yeah.
The devil is a liar, and he's the father of it.
Amen.
Jesus said so.
That's right.
Jesus said, the devil is a liar. He said, you're of your father, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I may be spouting all kinds of scripture this morning. I'm going to let it go as it hits me. Because I've thought on this. I've pondered this. And I say, whatever bit, I never realized how much truth was written in the Bible, which was mentioned as truth until this message hit me. The Bible talks about thy word is truth.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible talks about later on in 1 John. I'll go ahead and flip over there so I don't misquote it. But he says, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you,
Amen.
And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it is taught you, you shall abide in Him. John also goes on to say, amen. Yeah. Later on, he said in 3 John, verse 3, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Amen.
Amen. Now, there's all kinds of lies that come to us. They come disguised as the truth. Amen. Jesus even said so when he said there'd be wolves in sheep's clothing.
Right.
Amen. There'd be deception there. The Bible talks about the heart and that it's deceitful above all things and that it's desperately wicked. Who can know it? Sometimes you can't even trust your own heart. Amen. Yeah. You have to trust God. Amen. Because our heart will lead us astray. It desires the things of the world.
Right. Amen.
All kinds of lies. The devil wants to spread.
Amen.
All kinds of lies. Amen. Like I said, Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 14, you are your father the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is the liar and the father of it.
Amen.
Amen. The devil is a liar and the father of it. Amen. There's one place in the Bible that I find very fascinating. Jesus was about to be crucified and they brought him before Pilate, the governor there. And Pilate began to question him and he began to question the Jews. Why have you brought him here? I don't see any fault in him. What would you rather me do with him? I can release him and give you Barabbas. But they said, no, we want him crucified. Give us Barabbas and his blood be upon our children. They wanted it so bad that they pronounced a curse upon their own generation.
Amen.
But after he got done questioning him about if he was a king of the Jews and what his purpose was that he came to the world and all this stuff, Jesus answered him last time when Pilate said, art thou a king? This is found in John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said to him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king.
Amen.
To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? You know what the world, biggest question the world has today, what is truth?
Yeah.
You got your truth, I've got my truth, so-and-so's got their truth. All this section of people's got their truth, this clique over here's got their truth, and nobody knows what the truth is. Amen, that's just putting it plain. There is all these other so-called truths, but then there's the truth.
Yeah.
You know what the truth is? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Amen. No man cometh unto the Father except my spirit draw him. Amen. And if you want to find the truth, you need to go to the one that wrote the truth, the one that has the truth and has the words of eternal life. Peter said when Jesus said, we also go away, Peter said, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
If Jesus has the words of eternal life, why is everybody else looking at a different direction to find that? People worry about getting old. They want to find the fountain of youth. Boy, if you buy this nice here cream here on, boy, your skin, your wrinkles magically disappear. Everybody's looking to live forever. There's an old song. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. Amen. And I'm telling you, this life, this world that we live in is not our home. You know why? Because when I became a new creature, my way of thinking changed.
Yeah.
Who I loved changed. What I loved changed. The things I did changed. And as I look out in the world today, I see things that are not in line with my values. I see things that are not in line with the Bible, with the Word of God, the one that has the words of eternal life.
Amen.
The only one that rose from the dead, by the way. He's got the authority over all of it.
Yeah.
I see all these riots happening. I see all these wars happening. I see all these things that are contrary to a Christian life. You know, we were talking about this morning. Peter lopped off one of the soldier's ears, but Jesus said, don't do that. You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Yeah.
But now we're hearing of all these riots going on, these looters going on, these fires being started. Where does that come from? Well, the Bible says the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
Yeah. Looters steal, rioters destroy, and all kinds of killing going on no matter where you look at. That's what this riot's about in the first place. And I'm telling you, the world wants us to get our attention on that and off God. Never one word was mentioned about this minister I mentioned earlier about him passing away. Never heard it. Had to find a different video to even see that. And another thing, this whole COVID thing has got everything so worried that the media are just itching for something else to latch on to.
Amen.
And then this thing happens and they point to that. Now everybody's attention's on it.
Yeah.
We got all these writers, people out there trying to, you know, protest and all this stuff. How many more people are spreading this disease around? They've already got their mind off COVID and all this other stuff. People aren't in the right mind. Why? Because they're being fed a bunch of lies by the devil. And I'm talking about lies we tell ourselves. Amen. The devil lies to you. And lies, the Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire.
Amen.
But I'm telling you what, there's lies that we tell ourselves. There's all kinds of lies that are in our life that we think sound okay. They sound appealing. But I'm telling you what, whenever you find yourself telling yourself something, you need to find it in the Word of God to see if it's backed up.
Amen.
The Bible says in Numbers 23, I'll flip over there real quick. Numbers 23, it says in verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall not he do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall not he make it good? God is able to make whatever he says good. You take it to the bank and cash it, and it won't bounce. Amen. God is able to make good on his promises. He's not slack concerning his promise. He's able to make good on that. And if you, what you're telling yourself and what you hear a voice saying inside of your mind, amen, telling you things, if it's not backed up with the Word of God, if it's contrary to the Word of God, you better pray about it. You better get rid of it. Amen. Because most likely it's a lie from the devil. Now, I brought one of my notebooks here. I got many of these things. A lot of people like to collect things. I'm a bad pen and notebook collector. I love it. But as I was sitting in my chair yesterday, this spirit of depression, whatever it was, would not leave me. And Lord, I said, Lord, I'm just going to write down whatever's on my heart. I'm going to get this out on the page. A lot of times that helps more than anything. Just get out on the page so it's not in your mind anymore. And you can just put that notebook aside and forget about it. I'm going to read something. This is what spawned this message today. And everybody needs to hear this. I call it the lies I tell myself. Now, y'all are going to get a window into my soul here, okay? This is vulnerability. I am being honest with you people.
Amen.
You're welcome to go out and stamp it to the ground and never think about it again. But me, this is a very tender thing to talk about. And I know other people suffer from this. You know, ever since my mom passed away a year ago, that has been very, very hard to cope with this. I've considered counseling. I will not consider medication. But I have considered counseling. I've considered all kinds of things. I know the things that help me, that help me get through some of these things. And this is one of them, writing it down. And just by the way, if there hadn't been writers in the Bible, this would not have been written. Psalmist David wrote more than just about anybody else in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay? So listen to this. Open your ears, open your hearts, and see if you relate. It says, the lies I tell myself. I wrote this yesterday morning. There are lies everywhere you turn, but the lies I tell myself are ever with me. They are the worst. I must address them, name them, get them out of my head and onto the page. Then I must leave them there. No lies of the truth, they cannot coexist. Lies must be exorcised. Why hold on to lies when the truth will make you free? Lies like this: your best days are behind you. I'm about 40 years old. You'll never have time to do everything you want to do. You've already wasted today, so what's the use in going on? You'll never overcome these lies, so you must learn to live with them. You'll never be successful. Here are some truths to combat these lies. Now, this is what I addressed as truth, just like Jesus addressed the devil with truth. And I'm going to get on to this here in just a minute. Jerry preached on this last week. I am predestined to succeed. I'm more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
I have the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost living within me.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in me
Amen.
Than he that is in the world.
Amen.
If God be for us, who then can be against us? When Satan came tempting Jesus, he used lies to prove his case. What he failed to realize is that a case founded upon lies is built upon the sand. Jesus' case was founded upon the rock and the truth himself. He combated Satan with God's word, yes, but ultimately he used truth. He addressed the adversary head on with truth as his weapon, the sword of the Lord. By the way, truth is one of the pieces of armor in the armor of God. Your loins go to bat with truth. Love is listed as the greatest among faith and hope. However, truth is not mentioned here. Could it be that truth is more powerful than love? But God is love, you say. Yes, but Jesus said, he defined himself as the way, the truth and the lie.
Yeah.
God cannot be defined by human means. He wouldn't be God. God has many definitions, many characteristics, and He's all-encompassing. He is truth and is no lie. Satan is the father of lies. Name your lies for what they are. Bring them into the light. Don't let them hide in the dark recesses of your mind. Expel them so you can see their true form.
Amen.
They're not as big as you thought, are they?
Amen.
That was what was on my heart yesterday, and that's what spawned this message. That's where this message was birthed from. There are lies we tell ourselves as Christians, and a lot of times we get hopeless, we get worried, we get concerned about the world. You got to realize something. The world is going to act like the world.
Yeah.
All these riots, all these wars, all these perilous times that the Bible predicts, it's going to happen because that's the way the world is.
Amen.
In the world, you should have tribulation.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, "My peace, not as the world giveth, as I give, I leave unto you."
Yeah.
The first one I mentioned, Jerry preached on this last week, and I've been feeding on it all week. He was over in Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to reiterate that. Romans chapter 8, it said here, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He did also predestinate to be conformed into the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover," in other words, even more than that, "whom He did predestinate, them He also called.
Yeah.
And whom He called, them He also justified. And them He justified, He also glorified." He keeps going up the ladder. Better and better things. And He finally says, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" If God is predetermined that we will be successful if we hide ourselves in Christ. Now, this is not for the world. This is for those who have accepted Christ. He's already laid out a plan that we cannot fail if we follow Him.
Amen.
He's already predestined it that we'll be conformed to His image if we're in His image, that we will be glorified, justified, called, all these things. God, if He is for us in all these things, what could any man do against that?
Yeah.
What could any spirit do against that? What could any devil of hell do against that?
Yeah.
Nothing. And so all they've got to rely on is lies.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we need to be vigilant, sober, because the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. A lion has a roar, okay? The devil's roar are his lies. You ever heard the phrase, "Well, the dog, his bark is worse than his bite."
Yeah.
That's the devil. He likes to say great swelling things that sound good, and sometimes they sound like they're more than they are. You'll be terrified of them, but you realize it's just if you look behind the curtain, it might be just a little pipsqueak of a guy. And he likes to present himself as something more than he is. Fact of the matter, he was just a cherub in God's heavens.
Amen.
He wasn't an archangel. He wasn't anything special. He was just an ordinary cherub. But he wanted to be something. And so he used pride. And he uses lies today to get his way. And we need to be on our guard.
Amen.
We need to get our guard back on. Ever watchful. Because these lies are everywhere. And you don't have to watch the TV to sit down. This happened. I didn't have the TV on. I didn't have social media on. This was me, myself, and I in the chair trying to focus on God. And guess who else was right there with me? The devil. Nothing had to try to speak into my life except for the devil. He was there. He tried to speak bad things. He tried to speak lies. And it was up to me to either accept it or get it out. And I had to address it the way I'm used to addressing things. Just write it down. So I can see it. There's so many thoughts going in my mind that I can't really focus on anything. But once I write down and name it and address it, it's easier to deal with. And I tell you what, if you've got any problems today telling yourself lies and you think, "Well, that's not too bad," or "that sounds good," or whatever it may be, I'm telling you what, the truth will make you free.
Amen.
The truth will make you free. So I'm going to ask everyone if they will stand. God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible said, "God forbid let every man be a liar, let God be true." God is our ultimate source of truth, not science. Science will let you down. It changes every day. Not anything this world can offer.
Amen.
Only truth. And I'm talking about the truth. Not your truth, not my truth. It's God's truth. Anything that doesn't line up with this is a lie.
Yeah.
To be for sure. I don't care what kind of social group tries to say, put their agenda on you, what kind of man or woman, boy or girl, tries to say otherwise, God is the judge.
Yeah.
They're not going to answer for you. You're going to answer for you.
Amen.
And you better be making sure that you're in line with what God says, no matter what the world thinks. Jesus was crucified partly because Pilate was too afraid of the people.
Uh-huh.
Made a big, bad, wrong decision. It was preordained for that to happen. But still, Pilate thought he'd wash his hands and it'd be all right.
Yeah.
No, that blood was on his soul, not on his hands.
Amen.
So if you've got a need this morning, whether it be this anything related to this message or if it brought something to your mind, if something stirred you up, this altar's open. God is ready to make you more than a conqueror. He's ready to give you victory over whatever it is in your life that's causing you to be bound. Amen. We sung a song a minute ago. He broke the chain. You don't have to be bound in sin no more.
Amen.
You don't have to be bound in the chains no more. God can make you free.
Yeah.
Amen. Start a brand new life. Wipe the slate clean and say, Lord, it's a new day. I'm going to go forward in your name. Ask your place softly. I ask you if you sit in your heart.